Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's installment of NBA Fantasy Focused. Today, I'm going to preview my breakout candidates for the 2012-2013 NBA season. And these aren't guys you're going to find in your first and second round, but are more fourth and fifth round guys that will provide you with some sneaky value. So let's get right to the list. So let's start off at center. And the top of my list is Nikola Pekovic, the center of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who had a phenomenal season last year where he averaged 15.4 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 0.8 blocks. He's a great offensive rebounder, and he gets you a bunch of boards every night. And considering the absence of Kevin Love and Ricky Rubio, he's going to have more scoring, more minutes, and more rebounding. So I think Nikola Pekovic has tremendous value, and he's definitely worth snagging in your draft. At power forward, I have JJ Hickson of the Portland Trail Blazers as one of my breakout fantasy candidates, and he's played for three teams in the past 3 years, but finally with Portland he showed flashes of his potential with averages of 15.1 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 0.9 blocks. Portland doesn't have a lot of depth at the front court position, so he's going to get lots of minutes, which means lots of productivity. So draft Hickson later on in your mid rounds. He's got plenty of value. Now that the two big men are out of the way, let's jump to my small forward slot. And for me, it's Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. George delivers in most fantasy categories such as three-point shooting, field goal percentage, blocks, rebounds, and steals. And there's not one night where he's going to leave you hanging in one category. I think this is the year where he really elevates his game and becomes the primary option on offense for the Indiana Pacers. So he's projected right now as a 41st overall draft pick, but you might want to reach a bit higher. I think he's worth the price. At shooting guard, it's Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors, and I absolutely love this guy because I picked him up last season on the waiver wire, and in 29 games, he averaged 18.1 points on 44.1% shooting. He had 3.2 rebounds, 3.0 assists, 2.1 trays, and 1.1 steals per game. Monte Ellis is finally out of the picture. He's going to have all the starter minutes now, and he has all the tools to have a breakout season. Last but not least on my list of NBA breakout candidates is Goran Dragic, the new point guard of the rebuilding Phoenix Suns. And last year, when Kyle Lowry went down for the Houston Rockets, Dragic stepped into the starter role and was just absolutely fantastic. He posted 18.0 points, 8.4 assists, 1.8 steals, and 1.8 three-pointers made per game in just 28 starts. And he also shot 49% from the floor and 83.9% from the free throw line. So he delivers in most categories, and I think at this point he's a top 10 point guard in most fantasy leagues. So don't be hesitant to draft him in either the third or the fourth round because I think he's really going to pay off. That's a wrap, everyone. I'm your host, Stefan Anderson. Catch you next week.